Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
First down, Saquon. Oh, here he goes. Barkley at the 10, the 5, and the touchdown!
Going around the NFL, Jim Nantz on another big touchdown run by Saquon Barkley. That gave the Eagles a 24-12 lead. This game really wasn't that competitive. The final score was 24-19. Baltimore scored with 3 seconds to go in the game. Philadelphia's defense, major shutdown mode once again, holding Baltimore to just 12 points in the real portion of the game. They gave up the one late. There were missed kicks again. I mean, Justin Tucker clearly with the yips right now. He missed 2 field goals. He also missed an extra point in the game. That hurt Baltimore, no doubt. But, man, the pressure on Lamar by Philly in the game defensively, Denton, was outstanding. He only got sacked 3 times, but how many times was he pressured and forced to throw balls away? Still made some plays here and there. Barkley, 23 for 107, so a bit below the pace he needs to be on to pass Dickerson in terms of the yards per game yesterday. That'll get updated here. We'll figure that out. But Philly has now won 8 in a row, and they are a 10-2 football team. Remember, it was this time last year they beat Buffalo Thanksgiving Sunday late afternoon in Philly to go to 10-1, I think it was, and then they lost out the rest of the way. They do not appear to be a team that could lose out. They're night and day from where they were last year. The speed defensively, Jalen Carter and the group up front, they get the Panthers at home to get to 11-2 during the Skins bye week. They are near a 2-touchdown favorite in that one. Let's go to Dallas on Thanksgiving Day for the other division games and teams.
Give it to him. Dallas right up the gun and in. Touchdown, Dallas.
Dowdle backed up his solid game in Washington last week with another really solid game on Thanksgiving Day. 22 carries, 112 yards. Cooper Rush effective with balance. The real key in this game, however, was the turnovers by the Giants. They had a pick six in a game in which they led 7-6. And then they had, that was a pick six, and then there was a fumble as well that led to a touchdown early in the second half in a 13-10 game, and Dallas ended up winning 27-20. Drew Lock got the start for Tommy DeVito. He got sacked a bunch by the Cowboys, who do have at least new life in terms of their overall feeling. Now, they beat Washington. That's a legit good win. The Giant win, not as much. They get the Bengals on Monday Night Football this coming week. Okay, this is their game to either create a real season or to go away for good this year. They're a 6-point underdog at home to Cincinnati on Monday night, Denton, which tells you the odds makers are still not very impressed with the Cowboys. But after that, they got the Panthers. If they were to beat the Bengals and the Panthers back-to-back, the Cowboys would be a 500 football team entering their final three games of the year, which aren't easy. Tampa at home, at Philly, and they close with Washington. But they have... Look, Cooper Rush, we've said this before about him. If you can run the football, keep him in down distance, not force him to drop back and throw the football, he's not terrible. But the Cowboys won on Thanksgiving Day. All right, let's go to Buffalo last night. Snow falling. They had already had a foot to 2 feet south of Buffalo in Orchard Park. This was Josh Allen on a wild play in the third quarter.
Shakir completed. This is behind Cooper, who brought it in. Pitched it back to Allen, who's going to go to the goal line and get in!
No!
Spectacular touchdown!
So on that play, if you were watching it, it gave Buffalo, by the way, a 28-3 lead, a game that was never in doubt. McCaffrey got hurt. He's probably done for the year now. But they threw a pass in the red zone down to about the 10-yard line, 8-yard line, something like that. And Amari Cooper pulled it in. It was not a great throw. And then as he was getting tackled, Josh Allen trailed his own pass, and Cooper pitched it to Allen, who scored. He gets credit for a throwing touchdown and a rushing touchdown on the gets credit for, I think, a throwing touchdown and a rushing touchdown on the same play. I think that's what
no,
it was.
It's a throwing touchdown and a receiving touchdown, but he doesn't get credit for a reception.
Ah, he gets credit for the receiving touchdown even though he didn't catch the ball.
Yeah.
By the way, you could have called forward progress on Amari Cooper, if we're being literal in that spot. James Cook had a big night, had a 65-yard touchdown pass. They were going, Buffalo was, in the snow with six offensive linemen in the first half, and they just ran it right down San Francisco's throat. They had no chance to stop them. Buffalo at 10-2 on the season, trying to chase down KC for the number one seed in the AFC playoffs. Let's go to Minneapolis for the Cardinals and the Vikings.
Darnold will look to throw for it. Pressure from behind. Hits Jones out of the backfield. Redemption for Aaron Jones.
Redemption for Aaron Jones, because he has developed in Minnesota a fumbling problem and lost one in the game. But Arizona, and they were a smell test pick, and they got it done, actually, plus the points yesterday in the Twin Cities. But there was a 4th-and-8. I don't know if you saw it on that final drive that was the ball game. And Arizona didn't cover Justin Jefferson. That was insane. So they completed that pass, and then that was a goal-to-go situation touchdown pass. Kyler Murray got picked at the end. Minnesota defensively so good, but Arizona had them in trouble in this game. They were up 19-6 at one point in the game, and we're up 22-16. Sam Darnold, you know, five sacks again, holds it too long, had a couple of turnover-worthy throws, but he has made big throws when it's mattered, and Minnesota is now 10-2 on this season. By the way, they welcome their old quarterback back to town next week. The Vikings hanging in there, though, with the Lions right now, a game back of Detroit, and they get another game against them as well. Let's go to the Meadowlands for the Seattle Seahawks and the New York Football Jets.
Lucky to get away with an incompletion. Charbonnet powers through. Charbonnet scores, and the Seahawks have the lead with 5.5 minutes remaining.
This was a crazy game. First of all, the longest pick six by a defensive lineman in NFL history. Leonard Williams picked off on a tip ball Aaron Rodgers at the 8-yard line and returned it 92 yards. Understand this. The Jets were about to take a 28-7 second quarter lead. That would have been game over. Instead, it was 21-13. They missed the extra point. And then multiple penalties on the Jets defensively, extended drives on that touchdown that you just heard from Zach Charbonnet, and Seattle beat the Jets 26-21. I had the Jets in the smell test, and they were about to go up 28-7 in the second quarter, and they were getting a point and a half. Actually, they went to a one-and-a-half-point favorite at kickoff. Seattle, how about the Seahawks? You know, they started 3-0, then they lost three games, and then they actually, didn't they dip below 500 at one point? Now they've won three in a row over the 49ers, Cardinals, and Jets, and they have a massive game coming up this Sunday in Arizona against the Cardinals. They've got a one-game lead over the Cardinals in the NFC West, but the Cardinals have a better division record. So this would be a split if Arizona gets it, but it would give them really the heads up, or the you know, the advantage the rest of the way. The Rams are still in it in the NFC West as well, but Seattle, impressive here over their last three. Let's go to Cincinnati for the Steelers and the Bengals.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Weeks in Pittsburgh. Second down and 5. Wilson steps up. Wilson avoids it. Throws on the move and finds Freiermuth for the touchdown. Russell Wilson extends the play.
This is one of those games that I'd like to go back and actually find out what happened. How you get Pittsburgh, you know, in Cincinnati in a 44-38 shootout game. Russell Wilson threw for 414 yards in the football game, and they ended up with 524 yards of offense. Cincinnati, we know, is a bad defensive team. I really feel for your guy this year, Denton. Joe Burrow and Chase, they are just as good as it gets offensively. They can't stop anybody. And when's the last time the Steelers had that kind of a day? I'll tell you, it was back in 2018. Ben Roethlisberger was still the quarterback. The Steelers go to Cincinnati and pretty much snuff out now any long shot opportunity the Bengals had. 44-38 winners. Do you know how this transpired? Because obviously I was watching Skins and you were as well. But Russ thrown for 414? My God.
The Bengals defense is atrocious. It's terrible. One of the worst in the NFL. They can't cover anybody.
They can't. I mean, Pittsburgh put up 524 yards of offense against that team. We got a few more games to get to, a few more Washington, Tennessee thoughts as well to finish up the show next.